Jackson's a hero in his hometown. The 44-year-old singer arrived in Gary, Indiana, surrounded by state and local police, as well as private security. About 300 fans were kept behind barricades as he visited for the first time in at least 20 years.
It's great to be home.
Before the press conference began, Michael and the mayor asked the press to stay back, but one news person still crowded behind them. His favorite son received the key to the city and a sign from the street where he grew up before the family moved to Hollywood in 1969. Through the mayor, Jackson announced that he's also contributing to the construction of a performing arts center in downtown Gary.
I love you all so much. Thank you for this wonderful, magical day that I'll never forget for the rest of my life.
Michael thrilled his fans as he departed City Hall by waving to them. But that must not have been enough for one fan who was seen being handcuffed and detained by the police. And coming up, more of Michael's visit to his hometown as he stops by the house on the renamed Jackson Street where he grew up.
Michael Jackson's boyhood flashback as he returns to the house he grew up in. Coming up on Entertainment Tonight.
Michael Jackson, while the singer faces legal problems across the country, he was feeling the love in his hometown. It was an emotional walk back in time. The superstar turned up on the Gary, Indiana sidewalk and went through the door of the modest home where he spent his childhood.
I wanted to squeeze my way through all the crowd, and I said, Michael, I love you. I've been waiting to see you. And he said, come on through, and I was walking with him.
Hundreds of fans lined Jackson Street and screamed as the singer returned to the two-bedroom, one-bathroom house where he lived with eight brothers and sisters. His parents reportedly paid $8,500 for it back in 1950, a far cry from the sprawling Neverland Ranch, now valued at about $12 million. But it all began here, where little Michael was the center of an act that would change pop music forever, the Jackson Five. Later today, the King of Pop was mobbed as he made a short walk from his house to his brother's high school. Inside, the crowd grew restless as the band played a medley of his hits. But Michael finally greeted the crowd and showed his affection.